And if no, somebody doesn't want to stay on for this accounting part and wants to go and get things done, that's fine. But for those of you who feel like it, we'll just put some more in the pot here. Oh, and I've got the recording on. We're just doing a clearing around accounting and doing taxes and all that stuff. So why don't we just very quickly, people throw in what really they don't like about all this and what gets triggered.
I don't have anybody doing QuickBooks anymore.
Okay. So you don't get the help you want, and it's boring for yourself, for you.
It's more than boring. It's traumatic.
Okay. And so, okay, if you want to say more, a little bit, why it's traumatic, but just how it's traumatic.
I'm just kind of overworked with paperwork anyway.
Okay.
I have too many projects, and I should
have
an administrator. But I don't have enough money to do that, and I don't have enough money to I don't have enough money coming in
to
an administrator.
Right. Okay. Good. Thanks. Anybody else want to throw in something? I mean, Alex, you said about feeling angry because somebody didn't do it and you were paying her for it, and at the same time feeling angry at yourself because you didn't follow through to see if she was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anything else there?
I think it's just tied in with letting go of, because I actually can do it, and it's actually not too bad once you get going with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as Tyra was saying, there's a lot of other things I have to do, so it's not my favorite thing, and it gets put to the bottom of the list. So I'd like to clear any, you know, old thoughts about A, that I can't do it, and B, that I can't earn enough money to pay someone to do it. So that I have choice, new choices.
Okay. Right. Okay. And anybody got anything around the tax stuff?
Well, this is Kathy. I don't mind doing it. I like the process of doing it. I just, for some reason, just the submitting it and the letting go of it and the I think it's about the invisible going into the visible thing again or something, but it's the actual submitting of it that I have a hard time with. Finishing it. I can work on it forever, and I don't mind that, but it's the ending.
Right, it's the completion.
Yeah.
Okay. And, well, we'll see if something comes up with that. And how far are you away from actually completing it today, Kathy? Almost there?
I don't really know, because I haven't, because I was away, you have to find all these. Like, things have been in storage, and so it's more.
Oh, okay. So it really isn't that close.
It's all in a box. So it's all on my desk. It's just a matter of kind of finding it all.
Okay. So we'll just see what we can get here. And Wend, anything to throw in around why taxes is so horrible?
Well, that's my question. I don't know. I don't know why I put this off, because I've been trying to do some of these years, you know, a couple of years ago, and I don't know. It's just like I have everything in this big envelope and big bag, and I just completely don't even get to it, and I don't even know why. So
okay,
it's not like Kathy, it's not like I have to pay anything, and it's not that I'm going to get a whole lot back, because I wasn't actually, money wasn't being, you know, I was self-employed, so nothing was being taken off.
Actually, you'd be surprised if you have an accountant. People can get a fair amount back, but anyway.
Yeah, I know. You can get GST and you can get various credits and so on, but it's not like I've got, you know, I had income tax being withdrawn from my paycheck.
Right, exactly.
So it's not like huge amounts of money, but yeah, it would probably be enough. You know, good. I just don't know why I don't do it. I just can't be. It's kind of like I have this huge. I can't be bothered. It's annoying. It's annoying that they're trying to bother me this way. That's kind of more like what it is. Like, just leave me alone. You know, don't bother me.
Okay. Great. Okay. So, well, let's just do a few rounds, and then we'll do a healing code, and we'll hopefully clear some of this.
This is Anne. Can I throw in one?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
My little story, and I'm, you know, working myself out of it, is I had everything all organized with QuickBooks, da-da-da, and then I got my computer stolen, and it wasn't backed up the right way. And
oh,
so I'm finally getting myself out of that mess and that tangle, but what my thing is, I just hate working on a computer. And I was so much happier when I was pen and pencil. And I know that the computer will be helpful. I just have to find a reconciliation of what I want to do by hand and what I want to use the computer for. So that's where I need healing.
Mm. And you know what? I mean, this is just a practical thing. I don't know how sophisticated your business is and everything, but there's no reason why you can't do it, most of it, by hand.
Yeah.
Without, depending on how, again, if your business isn't that complex, most people can do a lot by hand. They can just put it in envelopes, as long as it's put in, you know, in envelopes in a way that helps when you're sorting them through.
I think I'm just a little bit in between two worlds, and I just have to make some choices. And I think that's why I'm like, oh God, half of it's on the computer.
Whoops, sorry.
I was just saying I'm sort of in between two worlds, and I'm in a way just sort of saying that I just need to make some choices and feel more empowered about my choices and do it how I want to do it.
Yes, and you can always, you know, you can do it there as you can, because there's a lot of, I've just heard a lot of people say, oh, you have to do it this way, and we actually have one recording of an accountant who talks, person who does this, and she says, no, you don't have to do it. You just there's no legal obligation to do it on the computer. Do it the way that works for you, and then, you know, you can, but there's so whatever is easiest. So we'll just clear anything around all this stuff, and we'll go from there. Anything else, Anne? Or?
That's great. Thank you.
Okay. So, even though I really don't want to be bothered with books and I don't want to be bothered with taxes and it's all just too much boring stuff, I deeply love that myself, even though I don't want to have to bother with all this stuff, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I don't want to bother with all this accounting stuff, and I deeply love and accept myself. Well, you know what? I just have to do it anyway. I mean, it's not like I cannot do it. And all I do is make it more complicated and harder and harder and harder. And what's in that for me? What's in that for me that I make something that really isn't that hard so complicated? Why am I making it so complicated? What could I do to make this easier for myself? What could I do to make this easier for myself? Why, I do dishes, I do some other things, but why is it that I find it so complicated to do this? What is so hard? Because really, it's not all that much work if I do it regularly or if I give it to somebody, and I can afford somebody for at least part of it, because really some of it isn't worth doing myself. I use up too much energy doing it myself. It's not worth it. I can easily get that money much quicker if I give it to somebody else. So what is all this, and why don't I want to send it in? Why don't I want to send it in? Even when I got all the work done, why is it I keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off? What's in me that money has to be complicated? Why does money have to be complicated? Why can't it be simple? Why does paying the government have to be complicated? Why can't it be simple? I don't know really what's behind all this. Does it matter? I don't know what's all behind this. Does it matter? I don't know what's all behind this. Does it matter? All I know is that I need to get something going. I need to just keep going. I just need to keep going and saying I'm going to keep going. Because the thing is, I easily quit here. I just easily get discouraged and quit. And I just need to keep going. I just need to keep going. I need to keep it going. I need to keep it going. I need to keep it going. Okay. And this is just one around the issue that Alex raised about employees. Okay. Why is it even when I try to make my money stuff simple, it always screws itself up and gets complicated? Why is it even when I make my money stuff simple, it always screws itself and complicates itself? Why is it that even as I try to make things simple with money, it screws itself up and complicates itself? Even though I really complicate money, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I seem to complicate things with money, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I seem to complicate things with money, I deeply love and accept myself. What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it with this woman who never did what she was supposed to do? Hey, I wasn't paying you good money so you would not do the things that I wanted. I wasn't paying you my good money to not do this. I was not paying you to not do this. Okay, so I didn't check in enough. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't have been doing it. I mean, it was pretty obvious. It was pretty obvious what to do, and you knew what to do, but you just didn't bother. And hey, if you're working for somebody, you have to do it. Plain, simple. You just have to do it. If you're working for somebody, somebody's your boss and they give you a task, you have to do it. If not, just quit. But don't pretend like it's being done. Don't pretend like it's being done. And don't act innocent about it. Okay, so I should have checked. But I'm not going to beat myself up about it. Because I'm learning. What I'm learning is that I really want people in positions to do what they're supposed to do, not to do what they want to do just for themselves. If they want to do that, let them have their own business. Let them do it all. But don't make me be paying for your playing. Don't make me pay for your play. Don't make me pay for your play. Okay, so that's interesting. Anyway, I'm going to take this off, see if there's any comments, and then we'll maybe do one more clearing and do a healing coats on it. Okay, so I can't even get it. Okay, here we go, off. That means you guys are on if you want to say anything. Anything come up? Hello? Okay. Yeah, anything come up for people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Katie.
Go ahead. I think people are trying to talk. I now can hear you.
Go ahead. Whoever was talking was okay.
Oh, there was one thing that you said about what can I do to make things less complicated. And so I just wrote, I think that was an important line for me. Because I think I do need to create some better systems so that it doesn't get to eight again.
Yeah. Okay.
And also just still working, sitting with that question, why do I make things so complicated? Because I do that with a lot of things, actually, not just this.
Oh, okay. So maybe something bigger. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's something much bigger, but I don't totally have a complete handle on it.
So it's part of self-sabotage. And I mean, these things with money can take a lot of energy, you know, and a lot of time. I know because I've self-sabotaged myself around this too. How much time it's taken at tax time to do things that are simple, because I just haven't put the things in the right place, or I've put the, you know, I go to a certain extent and really organize it, and then something happens, and I sabotage myself that way. Now it's getting better, but I really know where you're coming from there. So, who else would like to say anything or anything else there?
It's Loretta here.
Yes.
One of the things, I don't remember the phrase that you said, something about, you know, I'm not going to keep fussing with myself because I didn't do it right and that kind
yeah.
of thing. I just became aware of like a melting of judgment. I think whenever I work with my money, accounts and all that kind of stuff, I judge myself. I spent this, I spent that. Oh my God, look how much I spent, you know. And I just had a real sense of some of that judgment breaking up. So that was good. I appreciate that.
Oh, that's a really useful insight. Yeah, so why would one want to go to the accounting part if you're going to judge yourself all the time?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And that could be something interesting for everybody, actually, Loretta.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, this is Anne, and I got this very strong picture of all the money mistakes that I feel like I've made, you know, turning that around into, I paid for a very powerful lesson. But I mean, not in a bad way.
Yes.
And you can be sort of Pollyanna, oh, what did I learn from
right.
that? What did I learn from that? I can't
right.
be tired of learning things that way. But but I really got this very clear, potent picture
mm-hmm.
of, oh, my God, I paid a ton of money because that lesson was really deep and I needed to really get it. So it just something flipped in me when you were speaking.
Oh, good. Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. Anything else?
No.
Anybody else?
Hi,
okay.
Katie.
Hi, Alex.
What was really interesting, the aha I had was that it's clear to me that as part of like my team and, you know, in my life mm-hmm. that I wish to attract people who are good in areas that I'm not. And it seems
yeah.
like I tend to attract, you know, especially from a work point of view, I hire people like me. And what was so clear to me as you were doing the clearing was that it's not my fault. Like, I hired someone like me who does not like doing this stuff.
Yeah.
And, but that's not serving me. Like, I need
mm-hmm.
to be okay with having someone who's really good at something that I'm not good at.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And there's that thing that was just brought up about the judgment around that, oh my gosh, I'm not good at this, and it feels vulnerable. And, you know, that's that childhood program of both my parents telling me I'm not good at math and I'm not good at all this stuff. So I think it's all kind of connected, and I think just really owning that and
yeah.
and it's more empowering to own that than to hide in the, you know, the bit about that you're not good at it, but you still force yourself to do it.
Exactly. Oh, how that is so good. Actually, it reminds me because or at least I'm able at this point, once I did give over, at least I can't give everything of my taxes over, but I give it over to my accountant, and he does it really fast. And for almost, you know, I mean, it's so small amount when you consider how much I used to, time I used to spend trying to do some of the things that he just knows what the current regulations and, you know, how to save me money and all that. And, but just as another perspective, Alex, if one can let go, and we'll work on this, let go of that judgment that one should be able to do everything, and just feel profoundly grateful that there are people in this world who are different and who really like to do things that we don't. And then it can be just like a real pleasure and a relief. Oh, yeah, it's nothing like, oh, you're so good at this, and they feel good. You know, you're so good at this. This is such a relief to give it to you. And these people probably will admire you tremendously because you've got a side they don't have. And when you can kind of get these relationships in a team instead of everybody trying to be something else than they are, then it, you know, it just can be a very wonderful pleasure to be together with very different types of people. So, you know, like a sense of, oh, I don't have to do that. So we'll go into a little bit of the clearing of that. We have to be good at everything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like all this stuff, and we can't get help, and somehow it's saying something that we, you know, that we're not good enough. So even though I feel inadequate and terrible because I have to let other people do some of the work, not because I just don't want to do it, but because I'm not really that great at it, so I deeply love and accept myself. Even though there are things in life that I'm not that great at, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though there's things at life that really don't fascinate me and I don't really want to do, and that's why I'm not so great at it, I deeply love and accept myself. Oh, I just don't want to do this stuff. I mean, it really isn't all that much fun. And I don't really have to do all of it. I have to do a little bit. You know, I have to keep track and make sure that the things get to people to do it. But I really don't have to do all of it. If I just was able to organize it a little bit better, I could do very little of it. I could do very little of it. I don't have to add it all up if I don't want. All I have to do is make sure that the receipts are there. That's all I have to do. The receipts and the information about my income. That's all I have to do. And somebody else can do all the rest. Somebody else can do all the rest. How can I make that happen? How can I just feel so great that somebody else is doing it? How can I feel so great that somebody else who's really good at it gets a chance to do it? And why wouldn't I acknowledge somebody who's really good at it and just really enjoy that they're good at it? Why wouldn't I? What did my parents expect, that I would be good at everything? Why did they make fun at me? Why did they make fun of me? Why is it necessary to be good at everything? It's just totally ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. Let's throw out this silly belief that we have to be good at everything, that we have to do everything, and that we can't get any help. Let's just throw out this silly, 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 silly belief with all those other silly beliefs that are holding us back and making us take our valuable time to do things where our talents are. And let's just everybody do what their talents are and help others with things that they're not so good at. Okay, so why not? What's it with this society? What's it with this culture that wants us to do everything on our own? Not that it really happens, but that just keeps us in this stupid, 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 stupid think set, mindset that we got to do it. We got to know how to do everything on our own, and we really need to be good at it, even if we delegate it. What about this? What about this? Why are we so bloody independent in some ways? Why are we so bloody independent in some ways? It doesn't make any sense. Just let's let it go. 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 Okay? So, there we go. Anything further, or we'll just put it into the healing codes, and we will go from there and let you go and do that horrible accounting for the moment, as long as you got it organized that way that you're not able to give more of it off.
I'd like
that's
to ask
the issue.
A question.
Yes, yes,
that is,
Tyra.
It is, I've heard for many, many, many times that if you're really going through money problems, to not spend less, but to spend more, to act as if. And
well, that's
and
a whole other
that
question. Yes.
Very well, and I'm just wondering what your thoughts are, what your teaching is in that area.
To act as if you had the money.
Yeah, I mean,
and
you know,
spend it.
And well, at least not to be, you know, what I tend to do is get really, really frugal, and I start, you know, even hiding it from myself.
but
rather than that, it's I have also done things where I've taken on things that cost money, and it's worked out better, and then the money starts coming in. It goes both ways. And I'm just wondering what other people are thinking or what your teaching is on that. I mean, I don't think we have to frugal ourselves out of business.
No, and sometimes we're being frugal, we actually cut off ourself. It's kind of a tricky question in the sense that it really depends. I know I've a couple of times I've sort of said, oh, money's going to come in, I have to act as if, and then it was just but I hadn't, but it didn't actually come in, and it was,
right.
It was a way of really, actually it sabotaged me on certain levels. So
mm-hmm.
I think it really depends on your own structure, you know, and what your beliefs are in.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's an interesting question. I'll probably have other ideas another time. I don't know if anybody wants to say something. But, you know, if you act as if you are a millionaire when you're not a millionaire, that could be pretty disastrous.
Right.
So it's kind of holding that abundance, you know, that not, it's holding yourself in the vibration of abundance and that, you know, being grateful for what you are and saying, oh, isn't it, but not going out and, you know, pretending that you have all this money when you don't. So it's, yeah, but do what works for you.
Okay.
And in some cases, you do have to take a risk and say hire somebody to, like, I mean, for example, with a tax person, it might have seemed a bit of an expense that I could avoid, and yet it was certainly energy-wise, it didn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And however broke I am. Doing my own taxes as a self-employed person is completely, you know, like in terms of filling out all the tax forms as opposed to just doing some of the work beforehand is, you know, would be completely ridiculous. So, yeah.
I don't know
if that answers your question, but it's a stab at it.
It gives me more to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, can I say something around that?
Sure. Yeah. Please do.
Having just gone through, you know, that in different ways in my life, what I find is important is getting into the feeling. Like, it's because, it can't come from your head. So, like Katie was saying about the feeling of what it feels like to be abundant and as you are in that gratitude every day, maybe you write things you're grateful for and you see how much you have. And maybe you know, like I find sometimes you put on, you know, a lavish sweater or, you know, whatever it is for you that it in physical and many ways to get you into the feeling of what it feels like to be abundant. I find that really helps.
Yeah, that's really true.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And, right, because the feeling of being abundant isn't going out and, you know, doing all the spending.
Right.
If you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, yeah. So, okay. So, shall we, anything else to clear or to do, or we'll just go into the last? Actually, I think we're going to do the healing codes now and then. So, I pray requests that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories and all resulting physical issues related to accounting and and taxes. Be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of the creative, divine God, whatever I choose to call this force. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. So in between the eyebrows, pointing the energy there. And you can choose whatever you want to focus on, but it could be I'm at peace with money. And with the work involved in knowing what money I have and what money I give out. Or it could be, if you want, depending on what you're wanting to clear most, is just focusing on getting the help you need around the accounting and that it's all okay. Just focusing on the feeling, actually. Feeling of being at peace with money, being at peace with accounting, and finding ways to make it less, ways to make it simple. How can your life be more simple with money? Having a simple, not complicated relationship with money. That's a good one. Just like having a simple relationship with other people. Not complicated, not full of drama. Okay, down to the throat. And then to the side of the side of the jaws. Pointing the energy towards the left side of the jaw with the left hand and the right side of the jaw with the right hand. And then up to the side of the temples. Releasing all that's there around dealing with money in terms of books and papers. Releasing that feeling of overwhelm. It's just step by step, one little step at a time. Okay, in between the eyebrows again. Then down to the throat. It's just step by step. It'll all get done. Sure, there's more work than if I'd done it differently, but it'll all get done. It'll all get done. Just step by step. I don't need to think about all the other steps that are going to be needed. I just need to do the step at hand. And then take another step and another step. And if it doesn't get done today, then I just need to go to it tomorrow or the next day and do another step and another step. And it will be done. It will be done. Thy will be done. Then side of the jaws. Again, focusing the energy there. It will be done. It will get done. And I don't need to stress myself. Just be with it step by step in the moment. Some of it's boring. That's okay. I can handle boredom. Okay, side of the temples. I can do what is needed. I can do what is needed. Okay, just putting one's hands on top of the head and then letting them go when you're ready and just looking out and seeing something beautiful. And so we'll let it go there. And any further comments? We've taken some time, but it's probably a good thing. It's clearing sometimes takes time, but it's well worth it. Okay.
Katie, I had a friend, if I may.
Yes? Sure. Yeah, please, just whatever people have to say, and then we'll say goodbye.
He represented ancient art, and especially Tibetan art, and very bright and very wonderful. And his house was filled with art, and every place you looked, it was something beautiful. And he said he learned from his mother that she taught him to not be able to sit or stand anywhere in the house without seeing something beautiful.
Mm.
That's a wonderful way to think and feel and plan and
wow, not to stand anywhere in the house and not
anywhere you are, you need to be able to see something beautiful.
Mm. Yes, and that means clearing out some clutter, which I'm doing today.
Right.
And clutter, you know, yes, also often gets in the way of beauty. That's
right.
For sure. Thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else for people in terms of before we go? And, you know, see what more remains, and we'll have chances to clear that either individually or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, this is Anne. I just had one more quick thing.
Sure.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah, please. It's nice to have the, you know, feedback at the end to see what's moving or happening, you know, where people are at.
What I realize is I actually like accounting, but I seem to want to ignore. I get in these periods of sort of ignoring or just not dealing with. And so what my little phrase was to myself was that I will be totally on top of the inflow and the outflow of income of money into my life.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah.
Could you repeat that?
That I will be totally on top of the inflow and the outflow of money in my life.
Mm. Mm. Thank you.
And it strikes to me, it's like being connected all the time to money in our life.
Yeah.
Because when you aren't on top of it, you're not connected.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like any relationship. You disconnect, then things start going wrong.
And it's how do you take breaks without completely disconnecting? Because that's what I do. It's either I'm all on or I'm all off. And that just when you were saying that, I'm like, oh, my God, in all of life, how do you take breaks from things but not let it completely go so that then there's this little sabotage cycle that starts?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. Because you always do. I mean, even in this work, in any work, one needs to take breaks, and yet it's somehow you're afraid you won't come back to it, or you don't come back to it.
Mm. Right, or you've lost your place. So how to sort of leave things in a way that you can easily come back.
Right, and so how to easily come back. Yeah. So that's something to have as an inquiry for yourself as to how can I do that?
Yeah.
And it's a good inquiry for all of us. Yeah. Because it seems like quite a few of us lose our place with money very easily. thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else before we go? Please say no. Okay. Well, we'll be meeting, I guess, in an hour. And Tyra, I'll be phoning you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Great. So bye, everybody.
Bye.
Good luck with getting the little piece that you can get done or taking a little break. Okay? So bye-bye then.
Bye.
Katie.
Yes?
It's when?